The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
From the studios of the Shepherd Radio Network, it's Afternoons with Mike. This next hour is all about our walk with Jesus, with local pastors, newsmakers, people who are making a difference for the gospel. Now, here is your host, Mike Gilland.
We do welcome you to our program, Afternoons with Mike, here on The Shepherd. Once again, I am so privileged to have as my guest, I believe this is visit number 3, with Vicki Matthews at the Choices Women's Clinic here in Orlando. I say here, we're sitting in the Shepherd Studios, but obviously we are broadcasting in Ocala and also Gainesville, the Villages. We're so glad to have you with us. You're a very important part of all of Central Florida.
Oh, Mike, it's so good to be here again with you.
You know, this is one of those topics that you represent, Choices Women's Clinic, and it is never, I believe, never out of the mind of people who love the Lord and people who really are and have been concerned for a long, long time. I mean, dating back to Roe v. Wade, this has gone on so many years now. And we keep knocking on the door, and we've talked the last time you were here, we were talking then about some of the administration changes politically. And, you know, we were all very hopeful that this day, those of us that believe in pro-life the way I know you do, believe that we thought we had a real chance, and we do, and we still do.
Absolutely.
I mean, because God is God. And yet some of the intermediate steps that have been taken in the last several months have been a little bit more concerning. And I've talked with people, and I'm sure you would agree with this, that the direction that the current administration's going is definitely not the direction that you would like to see.
Yeah, and I think that's to be expected, you know? We were really, you know, what an amazing tenure we had with our former president, who really represented the life issue in a way that no president during my lifetime has represented. So like him or not like him, wow, it was quite an amazing few years.
You know, the first president ever to personally attend the pro-life rally in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is sad to think that so much good being done, and yet it is not given any due at all in the national media for what he did, because they don't appreciate what he did.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that there are people that do what Choices. So in case someone is listening right now, explain, give us a thumbnail look at the services that Choices provide.
Well, Choices Women's Clinic, we are now 37 years old here in the Central Florida area. And we are, let's just call it this, we're the emergency room for people who find themselves in an unplanned pregnancy who are looking to have an abortion. In fact, many that we see might come in because they believe we're an abortion clinic and they're looking to have an abortion. So, you know, we really have a strategy to reach three types of people out there: those that are at the abortion clinic, those that are on their way to the abortion clinic, and those that are looking for an abortion clinic. We don't deceive them to do that, but what we do is provide a quality professional medical service that they are looking for to help empower them to make an informed decision. Of course, we would love for their informed decision to be a life decision, because why? We believe that is the healthiest choice.
No doubt about it.
You know, take the holistic approach out. We know the spiritual impact. We know the emotional impact, but even the physical impact. And so when they can come in and meet with medical professionals and have an ultrasound, have an STD test that could affect that abortion as well, affect their health, it helps them make a good decision. It helps them slow down on their decision-making process. You know, those that are considering abortion are going to make that decision typically within 48 hours. Wow. What a life-altering decision to make in 48 hours.
And it's because, though, so often it's because they've not heard anything but a narrative that is really not telling the whole story at all. And, you know, as a pastor for 36 years, I can't even remember how many counseling sessions I've done with women who, and also with men who took part with their either girlfriend or maybe a wife or whatever.
That's right.
They're affected too. And that was one of the most emotional, gut-wrenching meetings when someone is divulging and getting this off her heart, that's what I did. And it's just not told. That side of the story is just ignored. And so often, whether people have a background, and I think you would agree with this,
yes,
a background in church or not, when it's done, there's something in their own heart so often that tells them that wasn't right.
That's right. We all have a compass, right? We can violate that compass and we can ignore that and we can build walls around that. But the bottom line is we all have a conscience. And, you know my story, Mike. I've shared it on air before that, you know, I myself chose abortion at a very young age, many years ago now. But, you know, again, even though I didn't have a clinic like Choices to go to, even though there wasn't anyone standing outside that clinic the day I went for that abortion, I knew in my absolute being that there was something wrong with this. I didn't have an ultrasound, you know, that many years ago, 40 some years ago, there wasn't ultrasound easily available. I was aborting a problem, a crisis, not a baby. But I knew that something's wrong with this. Mm-hmm. So for women and men to be able to slow down in their decision-making process and think through all the holistic aspects of the decision, life-altering decision they're making, you know, whether they choose, there are three options only for every single person who finds themselves in an unexpected pregnancy, and that is parenting, adoption, or abortion.
Yeah.
Those are all big decisions.
Big decisions.
You know what? They all change our life. But some of them we can live with, and some of them that we can't live with very easily.
Yeah. And I think that's the key to realize is that there is a price to pay. There is an afterwards that you do have to live with. And I want you to know, Vicki, how much I respect you and the candor that you have. But I would dare say that of the many, many, many people that I've worked with in the past that were part of groups like Choices, many of the administrators or the top officials would be in that camp, and they're there because of that coming to the realization that we shouldn't have done that, that was a wrong thing. And now I want to help work to prevent other people from experiencing the pain that I myself have experienced. I think that's what they say so often. And it's a powerful testimony that God has given you. And I'm just thrilled to see what you're doing and how you're doing. And the Choices is growing, and it's growing in its impact. And not only that, but it's growing in its geographic sphere. Tell us about what's just happened. We talked about this, but it was in progress the last time you were here.
Yeah. So we have a large clinic. We call that now the Downtown Clinic. It's on West Colonial Drive. And we've been operating there for the last 4 years in a beautiful 6,000 square foot clinic that's been renovated. But we really had a heart to go where abortions are happening. And that's what we're going to continue to do, Mike. Mm-hmm. We're going to change abortion in Central Florida. So we knew, and I've really always had a heart for college campus. I actually had my abortion when I was in college. So it's a very tender spot for me. Full circle experience here. And so as we looked at changing abortion in Orlando, we really felt like the next step for us was to open a clinic right at UCF, right as close as we could possibly get. So that's what we have done. We've been working on it way longer than I thought we would.
Yeah.
Because God's plan was way bigger than mine. Imagine that. God having a plan bigger than mine.
Well, I think that's always the case, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. If I would have known, I might have run, but I didn't.
And you're in the fray and you're doing it. And this campus location, so many that are there, they might do the same thing that you were describing else. They might be coming in thinking because of the name Choices. And so often, this has always boggled my mind, those proponents for abortion would call themselves pro-choice. Mm-hmm. But they're not really pro-choice. They're only pro-choice if you choose what they want.
Right.
And their choice. If you choose to not abort the child, you'll find out how not pro-choice they really are.
That's right. And I would love to give them a tour.
Yeah.
I would love to show them what we really do, because it is a beautiful example of being non-judgmental, loving as Christ would love. There is no agenda, but we know who we are in Christ, and we roll out the red carpet. Mm-hmm. You know, we give them the very best of all that we have, the best nurses, the best practices, all of that. And we see that make a difference.
Well, tell us a little bit about your clinic, the new one by UCF.
So we found a piece of property 1 mile from UCF on Alafaya. It's actually at the corner of Alafaya and Kerrigan. So we are close to campus.
On a major route, too.
Yes, absolutely. And there was a restaurant there. We bought that restaurant. We didn't renovate the restaurant. We did demolish it. And a year ago, we started building a 4,400-square-foot clinic on that property.
Wow.
And we opened 2 weeks ago.
So tell us about the kind of services, the kind of equipment, diagnostic, like the sonogram, you mentioned that already. Mm-hmm. And I'm mindful of just how important that tool has been when women see a sonogram of their child in their womb. It does change their opinion.
Absolutely.
And they realize, wait a minute, this is not just what I have been told.
Right. Or it's a way, even if they are denying that it's anything, it's a way to connect their heart and their head together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's powerful. But you know, everything we do there is powerful. It's, you know, God has his way. It could be a simple statement with a nurse or a volunteer advocate saying, you know, I think you could be a good mom. Really? You think I could do that?
Mm-hmm.
It might be the ultrasound. Can I share with you the very first
Absolutely.
Patient who walked through our doors
yeah,
2 weeks
it.
Ago? So we opened at 9 and at 10 a.m. Oh, my goodness. The first one. Right. That was a big day, a big, big scenario there. And she walked in. She was absolutely determined to have an abortion.
Student?
Not a student.
Okay.
A woman closer to 30 years old, so in her late 20s. And she had had 2 miscarriages, very traumatic miscarriages, no born children, and totally traumatized by those scenarios, had even been hospitalized for one. And so she was absolutely certain she could not go through that again, and that she was gonna have an abortion. And when they went to do the ultrasound, I mean, here is this beautiful new clinic, this beautiful new monitor, high definition, mm-hmm. this most beautiful state-of-the-art ultrasound machine. And she says, oh my goodness, this changes everything about my perspective. And literally, she left that day with a changed mind.
Wow.
And she is coming back this week for another ultrasound. So that tells me, you know what she did? Slowed down on her decision-making mm-hmm. process. Instead of an abortion industry that says, hurry, hurry, do this, or hurry, mm-hmm. it's nothing. It's simple. It's easy. Hurry, 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 and do this. She's now had an opportunity to think about what she's doing, to look at the possibilities, to consider that, and she's choosing life.
Mm, that's a wonderful story. This changes everything. That's a powerful statement right there. Yep. I can see that one being the title of a book, huh?
Yeah.
My goodness, that's great. And all of this obviously comes at a big price. This wasn't just free. And the people of your board and your volunteers and just the many people who support Choices have really worked hard and given big to make this dream come true.
Yeah. So when we found this property, we decided as a board that we would not move forward unless first we could buy that dirt, buy that old Italian restaurant, Pepino's, by the way. Everybody in Oviedo knows that landmark, but that we would not move forward unless we could purchase that property debt-free. And so it had an $800,000 price tag. It was overwhelming to us at the moment in terms of humanly what we could do. But we said, well, Lord, if this is what you want us to do, we have 120 days in a contract to do this. Let's see what you want to do. And in 90 days or less, you know, a little over 60 days, actually, about 70, that property was paid for.
Wow.
So we did that. And then, you know, we thought we'd do, Mike, okay, 2020 came, we're going to get a loan. All right. So we'll raise some funds, I'm sure, for this project, but we're going to need a loan. And that's okay, because we paid for the property. We paid for the dirt. And so we went out and we got approved for a loan. And then we all know we had COVID. And we thought, wow, what should we do? Should we continue? Should we shut this thing down? Should we put it on hold? You know, we just had to, you know, I think as God's people, we have to continue to hold our plans loosely, or we're doing our own plan before we know it, right?
That's
so
right.
We continue to ask him. And it was clear to us, we felt sure that he wanted us to move forward, and we did, and we got approved for that loan, and guess what? More money kept coming in. This community of faith has been amazing.
That's wonderful.
And so we got closer to the end of last year and we said, well, we're not sure we really need a loan. Maybe we need a line of credit. Let's go get a line of credit, because what if we can't pay our builder everything we need to pay him? Okay, so we go and we get approval for a line of credit. Well, guess what? Then we start saying, I start saying, you know what? What if God wants us to do this debt-free? Like, we couldn't imagine that when we first saw that dirt and first saw that restaurant.
Yeah, price tag of $800,000.
That's right. And a price tag of $1.2 million to build it.
Oh.
And so, you know, again, God has done abundantly above all we could ask or think. And so, you know, we are debt-free on this project.
Oh, you finished it debt-free.
We have finished it debt-free.
That's wonderful.
We opened those doors debt-free.
Oh. Congratulations on that. That's got to be so exciting, not just for you, but for the whole team.
Yep. Wow. Every walker, every donor, every person who's come to our fundraising dinner, yes.
Oh,
thank
that's
you.
Wonderful. I'm talking to Vicki Matthews, and she is with Choices, and that is a wonderful outreach, a clinic for women who are dealing and finding out they're pregnant and considering abortion. What a great opportunity we have now with Choices being at UCF and on West Orlando as well. So it's great to be able to talk with Vicki, and we're going to continue to do that in just a moment. Don't go away. This is Afternoons with Mike. Listen, we all know in business nowadays, one of the hardest things to get right is your social media advertising. We all struggle with this, right? Trying to get content, good content at that, always struggling with your phone, never understanding the settings, and then when you finally post the picture or video, it looks terrible. Well, I'm about to let you in on a little secret in how to make this problem simply go away. I'm talking about Boundless Drone Services. Let me tell you, Boundless Drone Services takes away all the stress. Brian and his team are ready to help you create awesome video content of your next corporate event, training, or educational video. Or maybe you'd like to do what we did at Mark Radio and have them highlight the wonderful team that you have working for you. At Boundless Drone Services, they really can do it all. Contact them today at 407-601-2438 or go directly to their website at boundlessdroneservices.com to see how they can help you take your business to the next level in marketing. We are back in the studio with Vicki Matthews from Choices, and what an exciting story she gave us about this new clinic, debt-free. I saw all of the writing about it and the anticipation, and boy, what an exciting thing to put up a big complex, basically about a $2 million complex.
Yes.
And it is all paid for.
Yes, it is. And we have some exciting news coming down the pike with a partnership. We have an additional 1,000 square feet in our facility that will be being leased. And we have an exciting project coming out with a partnership that is absolutely amazing. We hope to announce that at our grand opening. So we'd like to invite the audience here and invite you all to come out on the 13th, which is Tuesday, July 13th from 4 to 7. And come see what we're doing and come see what God has done. That's what we're going to be celebrating, Mike.
I tell you what, it's got to be awesome to go in and kick the tires of that building and say, boy, it's done and there are no monthlies to pay for it. That's just such a help. And that does give one, any organization, the leg up on all of the different outreaches. And yeah. Hey, I can't wait to hear what's going to be announced on that night,
yeah.
But I know that we are planning on joining you as well for that night, yeah. And that's going to be very exciting.
Yeah.
UCF, now you mentioned that it is on Alafia Trail near the campus, only a mile from the campus itself, and that's going on Alafia Trail north from the campus, right?
That's correct.
Give us kind of like the landmarks again.
Well, we're near Ace Hardware and Wawa across the street, brand new building. So it is an area that's near some university, large apartment complexes, more being built. So it does seem like the campus is now sprawling north. It has sprawled in every area, as we know, but now sprawling north as well. There's a little more property on that side. Mm-hmm. So, we're excited to be there. Planned Parenthood is 1 mile from the university as well, in another direction on university. And they have expanded their abortion services there. When they closed and shut down the downtown Planned Parenthood, which was actually around the corner from our other location on West Colonial, they began to move those to Kissimmee, and now they've move the late-term abortions also to this university drive. Mm. So,
and that's got to be just so painful for those of you that are giving your life the way you're giving to realize, and you know what's going on in those other places. And I think the movie that Abby Johnson did or was portrayed in that movie, Unplanned, was one of the most impacting, I think, for anyone who sees the movie that has never really thought about what it looks like to have, I mean, it's unthinkable what goes on every day. And I guess the consciences that you mentioned earlier become a bit seared and they just don't think about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the lack of fear of God for all of that. Whew, I don't want to be anywhere near that, but yet we have to deal with these things straight up as you do every day.
Yeah.
And this is
a mission field created for the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are hurting people. These are lost people. These are people that need to know Jesus. Our model for pregnancy center work is a little different. We have really seen the effectiveness and the impact of really giving them our absolute all from the outside of our building before they even come in the building. So, you know, we have a presence. Again, this beautiful state-of-the-art clinic at UCF is wow. You can't drive by it and think, okay, this is some little hole in the wall. It's like, wow, who are these people? So before they come in that door, they are greeted with a wow. This is substantial. These services are free of charge. So that woman, that man that is walking through our door pays absolutely nothing for those services.
Mm-hmm.
They come into this beautiful clinic. They're greeted with warmth and care and consideration, respect, dignity. So then when they get back to a consultation room to begin to unpack what decision they're considering, which again, we reach the majority of those who are going to have abortions. So that's what they're talking about. And they're respected in that, not judged in that, not because we agree with them having an abortion, but because they're there for medical services. They're mm-hmm. coming to a clinic. They're not coming to a place for people to pat them on the head or the hand or the arm and say, love Jesus and have your baby. They have to be met where they are. We have to respect them where they are. So we lay it all out there. We give them the best of everything we have.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, they are the ones that have to make that decision. But we've earned the right to be heard, Mike, because we do it with excellence. We do it with professionalism. We do it absolutely with the incredible, compelling love of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. What do you look for when you're looking at a volunteer who can do what you've just described? I mean, I can only imagine that there are some volunteers who really care about life and want to see life mm-hmm. preserved. But when they're actually, maybe their first time, they're talking to somebody that is seemingly not caring at all about the baby that's growing in their womb. Have you ever seen situations where volunteers recoiled in the beginning, but then God brought them out of that?
Well, we certainly look for people who don't feel capable of doing this job.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one is, really. It takes a real passion and a calling, and then we're able to help equip them, you know. We're not looking for them to have the answers for this woman. We're looking for them to have a posture of Christ, to love well, to stay in their lanes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're supported by a medical staff, a professional medical staff. So it's not up to them. It's not a save the baby kind of mentality.
Mm-hmm. There's a ministry that you guys have been getting into that kind of goes along with this whole thing about anticipation of a baby. I mean, every church lady that I would have bet in America has attended numerous baby showers. And yet now this mm-hmm. is something that Choices is getting involved with as well. So tell us about that.
So when a woman comes through Choices Women's Clinic, we offer some ongoing care services. And those ongoing care services are life coaching. Because why? We believe that she is in high-risk behavior.
Mm-hmm.
If she's out sleeping around and the majority using no birth control, which again, I'm not here to discuss birth control or our feelings on birth control or should she be on birth control, but she's exhibiting high-risk behavior because why? If she's pregnant, mm-hmm. she's going to have an abortion. And so we care about high-risk behavior. So what can we do as Christians to roll up our sleeves and begin to talk with her and get her to think about the decisions she's making in her life, whether it's financial, whether it's relationships with parents, relationships with boyfriends in and out, abusive relationships, to begin to change mm-hmm. that trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
We also offer parenting development,
mm-hmm.
but our most favorite, fun, amazing ministry is our baby shower ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And different churches and different women's groups will sponsor that throughout the year. And we actually pick the women who are going to have an abortion that need help.
Mm-hmm.
And these women show up with all the new gifts from her registry, no use gifts, and bring the food. And we provide the beautiful facility. And that mom and that family is blessed beyond what you can see.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they say at that point, Mike? Who are you?
Yes.
How could you do this?
Right.
Why would a stranger do this for me?
Right.
We know what the answer is to that, yeah. don't we?
Yeah, we do. And that kind of love, I think of the Bible's verse that says, they will know us by our love. And that's how they are knowing Choices. Not because of just information, although the information is good and needed, but it's different to receive information when it's received in a spirit of love. And the lack of judgmental kind of tones that you were describing earlier, that's got to be something that's continually put out before your volunteers.
That
we've got to not judge these women.
Yeah. You know, there are women that come to us that have an abortion. They choose abortion.
Mm-hmm.
It is
in spite of all the other counsel.
It is heartbreaking. Yeah. Let me share a recent story. This woman had gone to the local late-term abortion clinic there on Lucerne Drive, OWC, where John Barrow stands and has for 9 years. And she went in there. She had left that abortion clinic from her appointment 3 times.
Mm.
So think about that. She goes in to have her abortion. She's convicted. She flees and leaves 3 times.
Wow. Got that close, but didn't do it.
Somehow she made her way to us, and she came in. She totally just fell in love with the staff. The staff fell in love with her. She has an ultrasound. She cries. She says, I'm going to have this baby. A lot of pressure from the boyfriend. A lot of pressure. We schedule an appointment for her to come back for that additional ultrasound. And sadly, she never showed.
Mm-hmm.
And we eventually were able to connect with her again. And she'd had that abortion. She was absolutely devastated. Devastated.
So after she did it, immediate regret.
Yeah. And there we are, Mike. Like, you know, we have a choice to make. Are we going to judge her for that at that point? Are we going to try to bring her to repentance, to bring her to wholeness in Christ, to bring her to the hope that is within us? Man, it will test your theology for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, hands down.
Now, I don't know what the stat would be, but you might be saving future abortions too, because I'm only imagining that a lot of people who have abortions have multiple abortions. It's not just one. Is that correct?
It is. It is more commonplace today. Yes.
That is something.
I mean, 1 in 4 women, which means 1 in 4 men, have experienced abortion in the U.S. And that's a lot. That's
25%.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Wow.
It's in our church. It's out of our church. It's the stat doesn't change either direction. There is healing. There is hope. And if we could all get serious and busy about the issue of life that is, I believe, God's absolute heartbeat, I believe we could see the change in our country.
When you talk to this lady that you described a moment ago, and she's had this abortion now, what kind of, I guess, follow-up do you do from there?
So we have an abortion recovery group. We can do it individually, or we do it in small groups.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a process of healing. Right now we've assessed that with her, and she's not really ready for that.
Mm.
It requires, one to really seriously look at God's word on that. And, we believe there is no healing apart from that. So, you know, our desire for her is, for us to be, for her to get to that point. Right now, we're a listening ear, and, you know, if we can point her to the cross, you know, her hope is the same that any of us would have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a big thing to carry, but we know that there's only one way, and that is to fall on our face before Jesus, to ask for forgiveness and to receive his healing grace is the only way.
Who trains all your volunteers?
We have some amazing staff that do all the training, and a lot of it is on-site training, you know. It's observation training. We have a pretty tight process with really high best practices. We use a methodology that's it's a linear process. So everybody has their lane. The medical staff has their lane. The volunteer advocates have their lane. And it works really beautifully. Mm.
And you're looking, I'm sure, always for additional volunteers. How can they get in touch with you?
Yes. Just reach out to us at choicesfriends.com. Give us a call. Check us out on our website. Come to our open house and our ribbon cutting on July 13th. Or come to come see us at West Colonial. We'll give you a tour there, too.
Mm-hmm.
We love to show you what God's doing.
Mm. This is really exciting. Two big, very nice, and very well-equipped locations for Choices. And this is really exciting. And congratulations again. If you just tuned in, I'm talking today to Vicki Matthews, who directs Choices. It's a women's clinic that now in two locations. And this last location, debt-free, beautiful, state-of-the-art, and near, within a mile of UCF. And boy, it is really going to be great to share stories and hear stories about women who are making the right decisions. Maybe take part in one of these wonderful baby shower ministries. In a moment, I'd love for you to tell us how churches can get involved if they're not already, mm-hmm. and share in this, because I know many congregations are always talking about this need for pro-life and the desire to be pro-life. I'm not sure that as many churches are involved as really could be, and that's something that I'd like to see. So we'll pick that up in a moment after this break with Vicki Matthews. Don't go away. This is Afternoons with Mike. Talking today to Vicki Matthews here in our studios in Orlando. Vicki's with Choices, and that is a women's clinic. And I have so enjoyed today. I mean, it's not every day you get to hear, especially in a day like today with building prices probably going through the roof. I know wood has been itself at like an all-time high, and construction prices, real estate values, everything is going up, up, up. I'm much worried about the bubble popping again, and yet in the middle of all of this, God gives you a building that you, first of all, you found a prime location just where you needed to be, wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. And then he gives you the ability to get it, pay for it, and then to build that building debt free is something to give God glory for.
Yep. Some amazing partners out there, Mike, who really have stood beside us. It's humbling.
Now, speaking of partners, I'm glad you said that, because we know that, as I mentioned in the last segment at the end, there are a lot of churches that may not yet be aware of all of the wonderful ways that Choices helps the cause of life, the cause of choosing what God would want, his will. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a great opportunity if we have people listening and I don't know, my church is involved in anything like this, how can they get more involved? What are things that churches could do besides giving, let's say, a part of an offering or something to Choices?
Right.
What other ways can they help too?
Well, it certainly takes, you know, all hands and feet and all hands on deck. And so there are so many opportunities, Mike, to engage the church and the level that is good for that church, for mm-hmm. that body, for those individuals. So it's everything from we have work teams at both locations. We own property. We have grounds to take care of. So we have some great work teams. We give a wonderful tour, lots of water bottles, and we take care of our grounds. And so we do that once a month with our church partners or any groups that want to participate. Our baby shower ministry that we talked about a few minutes ago is another great onboarding way. We do mailings, of course, to our partners. And so we have a group of people there today helping with mailings. Hmm. And then we have our volunteers who come in and do the one-on-one. Those would be our advocates who meet with that woman in a consultation setting before the medical staff sees them and does a medical consultation as well, an assessment, mm-hmm. an ultrasound. We also have life coaches, and they also go through a training. So those women who choose to come back are girls and go through life coaching. That's available. Our parenting development, we have a team of people who love hospitality, who make a meal for those group of single moms who are coming in to partake. And, you know, how can I be a parent? I was considering abortion. I'm a little scared. Never been a parent before. I don't know what to do. So we provide some basic skills for them in mm-hmm. that, as well as facilitators, those who help with abortion recovery, just any way that you can think of. Handymen, right? We own our property.
Yeah.
We now own.
Got to maintain it.
Yeah, 6,000 square feet downtown and 4,000 square feet, 4,400 over at UCF. It's a lot of property to take care of, and we like to keep that in beautiful condition.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great opportunity and a big slate of opportunities mm-hmm. for people to get involved and take part. And I think it really does help a person who wants to do this to realize that what they're doing will make it easier, make it happen. Yeah. Because when you're a volunteer army, like what it sounds like you're doing, I know you have some paid staff and you need to have that, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of your staff that would be in the volunteer area.
Yeah. 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 And in October, we'll have our fundraising banquet dinner. And that's an opportunity to really showcase with some testimonies and a beautiful night of celebration. We'll be having that at the Rosen this year. With Kevin Sorbo as our speaker.
Wow.
And I would love to invite the audience to participate in that with us, too. It'll be a great night to continue to fund this beautiful ministry called Choices Women's Clinic.
Mm-hmm. Kevin and Sam have been on my program a couple of times, or at least Sam has been. And Kevin, I've got him a chance to meet him and interview him earlier this year. What a wonderful couple they are. Are doing a big work for the Lord in an arena that mm-hmm. Is really difficult, I think, to even imagine what they go through, what kind of pressures are upon them. But that's really great to hear that he's going to be there. Sam coming too?
I hope so.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that. That'll be great. Well, I'm very excited to hear more about that in the future. You said that's October, mm-hmm. and people can find out information, buy tickets.
Yes, no tickets, but we do look for table hosts.
Table hosts.
And from our various churches and various partners who will host those.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can find information at choicesfriends.com.
Wonderful. Choicesfriends.com. You know, in the time that's remaining here with you today, I want to just get down to the real heart level and thinking that when you're on a fight like what you guys are, every day you get up and we all know that the climate in America right now, it's more divided, it's more
yes.
tense,
yeah.
it's sometimes it can be more oppressive than what it feels like it's been this way in a long time. And I just what encouragement do you have for people who are listening right now that says, how do you motivate your own heart, your own mind, your daily will? How does Vicki do that?
Well, we know that the word says the battle is not ours, and it is also not against flesh and blood, although oftentimes it feels like it's against flesh mm-hmm. and blood, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
But, you know, what drives me is, you know, when we see women, 77% last year that chose life, that walked through our doors, come back with their babies. And by the way, that's a lot because we see a large volume. So 1,880 visits, 1,400 plus pregnant women and a pregnancy test that were positive. And so out of that 77% chose life, that was 1,005 lives in 2020, Mike.
Wow.
Like when a woman comes back, and you didn't even know she chose life, but she shows up with her baby because she wants to thank you, that will get you out of bed
yeah.
every single day.
It's like
just one.
Yeah, just one of those. That's like the golf shot that keeps you coming back.
That's right.
When you get that kind of encouragement, because it is not just a pat on the back, like you said earlier, that is really a life that has been now saved and has an opportunity to live that life for the glory of God. Well, that's got to be overwhelming.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. And your staff gets to take part in that, and they share that excitement as well.
Oh, yeah. They take pictures. They hoot and holler. They go up to our baby boutique, which is all new items, and get some new items for that mom, make sure she's well taken care of, and it's just very rewarding. Mm.
Now, how did COVID affect you, and how is that COVID impact now being looked at in light of all the recent lessening of restrictions?
Yeah. Well, we did not close during COVID. You probably remember that. I think we talked last mm-hmm. year, and we are really thankful in that because that, you know, we did not slow down. We actually sped up. Our numbers continue to increase with those that we're seeing and those that are considering abortion. So we still have some restrictions in place. We follow a very tight medical clinic model. And so our medical director is still requiring us to mask in the clinic with our patients. So, you know, everything else has eased elsewhere. So that has made life a little more pleasant for us. But, you know, I'm really happy to say we did not have COVID spread through our clinic or our office. We did not have to close. We did not have several staff out. God was so gracious to us.
And you mentioned that everyone that came through your doors, that problem still was going on during COVID. It did not go away. So it's really great to know that you guys were considered essential during the time when many businesses kind of locked down.
Yeah. And as you know, you think of the fear that everybody went through, including ourselves. I mean, there were times where it was like, gee, what's happening here, right? And, you know, who do you trust and what news and, you know, all that we've been through. Everything's so polarized today. But to see that fear instilled in people who don't know Jesus walking through our doors. So when you think of the multiple reasons a woman and man are going to choose abortion, now you've just heightened that fear. Right? Yeah. The media is heightening that fear. COVID's heightening that fear. A loss of job. So the reality of, for some people, the loss of job could impact what they're considering. So, you know, we saw and heard a lot of that, but it didn't change the work that we do. You know, we do what we do. We believe what we believe. We offer what we offer. We do it in the love of Jesus, and it doesn't change.
That kind of faithfulness is going to be rewarded, and I appreciate what you guys are doing. Two big events coming up for Choices. Number one, it's the big open house for the big clinic, 4,400 square feet near UCF, and that date was what now?
July 13th from 4 to 7.
And there's no cost for that?
People can just come? No cost. You can come at any time, take a tour, have a few light refreshments, talk to you, Mike.
I hope to be there and
yes.
Love to greet folks as well. And then the big fundraising event, which every organization like Choices, it's just a fact of life. You need something to be an anchor, like the mainstay for operating costs, because
That's
there are
right.
some things that... While many things are met through volunteers and giving, so there's some hard costs involved. Got to pay that light bill every month. And all of that's going to happen in October.
That's right.
And as that date arrives, you can get all the information about how to go, how to sponsor a table by going to choicesfriends.com. This is so exciting always to have you up here, Vicki. Thank you for coming. And it is really exciting to know how God has blessed that big venture. I remember we talked about it, and it was a dream.
Yes.
And it was right in the middle of a difficult year, 2020. And you had no idea then what God ended up doing. And that is just like the Lord, to give us greater than we could ever have thought or imagined. And that's what he did for you.
Yeah. And I hope people can be encouraged today because, you know, when we look around everything around us, you know, the world can weigh in, especially these last few years. So to think that God is on the move, God is on the throne.
Yes.
And he's moving in spite of us and beside us and going before us. We have to be encouraged by that.
It's wonderful. Well, I am certainly encouraged to hear all of what God is doing through Choices. And we do, friends, we invite you to be part of some of these outreaches that we've discussed. Maybe you'd like to be a volunteer. Go to choicesfriends.com. Get all that information and you'll get to meet Vicki and the staff and get plugged in. So we thank you, Vicki, for coming up one
thank
more
you.
Time. And friends, thank you for joining us. We'll catch you next time right here on The Shepherd.